August 14, 1912. In order to forget ourselves, we must do each thing not only because Jesus wants it, but because Jesus wants to do it within us. If He redeemed us with His passion, with His hidden life, He prepared the divine action for every human action. Finding myself in my usual state, my always adorable Jesus told me, "My daughter, in order for the soul to forget herself, she should do each thing which is necessary for her as if Jesus wanted to do it within her. If she prays, she should say, 'It is Jesus who wants to pray, and I pray together with him.' If she has to work, Jesus wants to work. Jesus wants to walk. Jesus wants to take food. He wants to sleep. He wants to get up. He wants to enjoy himself. And so on for all other things of life, except for error. Only in this way can the soul forget herself. Not only will she do everything because I want it, but because I want to do them, they are necessary to me." Now, one day I was working and I thought to myself, "How is it possible that Jesus works in me while I work? Does he really want to do this work?" And Jesus, "Yes, I do. My fingers are in yours and they work. My daughter, when I was on earth, didn't my hands lower themselves to work the wood, hammer the nails, and help my foster father Joseph in the smithing work? While I was doing that, with those very hands and with those fingers, I created souls and called other souls to the other life. I divinized all human actions. I sanctified them, giving a divine merit to each one of them. In the movements of my fingers I called in sequence all the movements of your fingers and those of others. And if I saw that they were doing them for me, or because I wanted to act within them, I continued my life of Nazareth in them, and I felt cheered by them for the sacrifices and the humiliations of my hidden life, giving them the merit of my own life. Daughter, the hidden life that I conducted in Nazareth is not taken into account by men, when in fact, after the Passion, nothing could benefit them more. By lowering myself to all those little actions and those acts which men exercise during their daily life, such as eating, sleeping, drinking, working, starting the fire, sweeping, etc., all acts which no one can do without, I made flow inside their souls a tiny divine coin of incalculable price. Therefore, if my passion redeemed them, my hidden life provided each human action, even the most insignificant one, with divine merit and with infinite value. Do you see? As you work, working because I want to work, my fingers flow within yours, and as I work in you with my creative hands, in this very instant, how many am I giving to the light of this world? How many others am I calling? How many others do I sanctify, correct, chastise, etc.? Now, you are with me creating, calling, correcting and so forth. Therefore, just as you are not alone, neither am I alone in my work. Could I ever give you greater honor? Who can say all that I understood, and all the good that can be done for ourselves and for others, by doing things because Jesus wants to do them in us? My mind gets lost, therefore I stop here.